Welcome to A Slob Comes Clean, the podcast. I'm Dana K. I've already messed up. But anyway, I'm Dana K. White. I blog over at aslobcomesclean.com. That's where I share my personal deslobification process. As I figure out my ways, if I figure out ways to keep my home under control, I share the truth about cleaning and organizing strategies that actually work in real life for real people, people who don't like, love, really can't even stand cleaning and organizing. So thanks for joining me today. This is podcast number 198, and it's a question and answer, answering some of your emails that I've gotten recently. And I'm going to be talking about chore days and lack of progress stress, meaning that feeling that you kind of get of, I feel like I'm doing a lot. I can see some progress. And then wait, what if I'm not really making that much progress? Anyway, I think most of us can relate to that.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
All right. Before I get to that, though, wanted to remind you that if you're in that January freaking out time, I've got lots of resources for you. When I say freaking out, I mean like, I've got to get organized. This is it. Everything's going to change right now. I get it. I've been there. I'm still there pretty much every year. Anyway, but I have lots of resources for you. So I have books, traditionally published books that are, you know, Kindle, Nook, paperback, audiobook, whatever version you want, that you can get at aslobcomesclean.com/book, or my video course is on sale for the month of January. So those things are going to be in the show notes. They're also, of course, over on the website. So check those out. The 5-day clutter shakedown is $15 off, making it $25. So anyway, all right. Question number one about chore days. Basically, the beginning of this email was, you know, talking about just the huge impact of doing the dishes every day, just that focus on that, which seems so obvious. And like, seriously, how would that make that big of a difference? But it does. It changes everything for those of us who were completely overwhelmed in our homes. Anyway, so that real focus on the dishes and on the laundry routine, how that had made such a huge impact in her home. Okay. But then it goes on to ask, do you have any other tips or chore days that you designate to help your house run better, like the dishes and the laundry? Those suggestions have helped me so much, and I was hoping you had others like that. Okay, so a couple of things here. First, I want to say, yes, I do. I designate certain days of the week to big tasks. Okay. And I have podcasts where I've talked about those. I also talk about that in, you know, my book, How to Manage Your Home Without Losing Your Mind. And so I'm going to go over those real briefly, but I also want to remind you, you know, that there's all this information is there and existing. And that's one of the, this isn't an advertisement for the book, but that's one of the reasons why I wrote the book. Okay. The books, sorry. There are some of you who have listened to every single podcast. I actually hear from a lot of you who've listened to the podcasts multiple times, like every single one, which is a whole lot of hours of my voice. Sorry about that, other family members. But anyway, there are so many hours and there are so many of y'all who have listened to everything. However, not everybody has. And a lot of times people hop around and it's hard to get the whole overall picture, but the books have those. Does that make sense? The books, that's the purpose of the book, is they have it all boiled down, dialed down to this is the overall everything that you need to know in one place, formatted in a way where it's not just Dana rambling on in podcasts for getting close to 100 hours now, which is a lot. Anyway, okay, so talking about this, the one thing I want to be clear about with dishes and laundry is don't underestimate the impact that those have had on your home. I think that you get that. Okay. I mean, because you went on about how much those had had an impact and how surprising that was and everything. But to all of us, I want to make sure that my tendency is to go, okay, I have that figured out. Let me move on to the next thing. Unfortunately, in my house, there is never any moving on from dishes and laundry. It's just reality. Even if life is crazy and we're using paper plates and dishes means throwing those paper plates in the trash. I mean, this is the reality, which is the problem for people like me who are like, oh, come on, there's got to be more to it than that. And yes, of course, there is more to it than that. But those are the reason that those make such a big impact when you focus on them is that dishes and laundry are the two things that are the most unput-offable. Okay. Along with that might be taking out the trash. Now, I've had people say, what do you do about taking out the trash? Well, you know what I did? I married my husband 20 years ago and I've never had to worry about it. I mean, like, and I know not everybody has that as their story, but that's one of the reasons I don't talk about that much is because I don't worry about it because that's his thing. You know, and he is like super happy when we have tons of trash to put out. Like he feels like it's a competition on our street. I don't think anybody else is competing, but he is. But anyway, so I'm that's an example of one of those things. Like, what is it in your house that is a constant problem? And then you add that as I'm going to solve this problem today. I'm going to solve it again tomorrow. I'm going to solve it again tomorrow. Keep solving it before it becomes a problem again. And then that's how you come up with the routine that actually works in your house. Okay. So maybe it's something like that. But as far as chore days, yes, I do have chore days. They are Mondays are my laundry days. It does not matter when your laundry day is. If you do laundry every day and that's working for you and you're not overwhelmed with laundry, that's what you need to keep doing. But I also have podcasts on laundry day because that's a huge game changer. Because again, laundry, you're going to be wearing clothes every day. I hope. I was about to say, you know what? If you don't, that's your problem. But I really do hope that you're wearing them every day. I'm being very honest. Anyway. Laundry is one of those things that has to be done. So laundry day is Monday for me. Bathrooms is Tuesday. Wednesday is usually errands. Thursday, dusting and vacuuming. Friday, mopping. No, I think actually those switched. Anyway, but again, dishes and laundry are the nothing can come in. Nothing can. Oh my word. What's the word? Nothing. Okay. This is going to be a great podcast. Yeah. Read the book. I edited those anyway. Nothing can stop laundry and dishes because those are going to keep happening. So they keep having to be something that's constantly dealt with. Okay. You know, you let go on laundry and laundry physically piles up. You let go on dishes physically pile up. And so those are the two to stay the most focused on. Assigning days for bathroom. The reason I do that is as a trigger in my head. Tuesdays come around. Oh, that's right. I need to clean my bathrooms. Otherwise I can go a really long time without ever thinking about cleaning bathrooms. Okay. So that is part, it's the trigger in my mind. It's the, it's this thing, but at the same time, a bathroom gets dirtier, but it's just getting dirtier, which is not a good thing. I get that, whatever. But it doesn't like grind the entire house to a halt when you miss something. Does that make sense? When you miss a day. But the point of it being assigned to a day is that when that day comes around, you go, oh, wait, I was gone last Tuesday. I didn't clean. Oh my goodness. I was gone the Tuesday before that. True. And so I really need to clean the bathrooms or I need to assign them to a different day when I'm not gone all the time or whatever. And I'll be really honest with you guys at this point. I do that. That is what worked for me very, very well for a long time. Now that I'm more in the, you know, yes, I'm technically working from home, but it's more of a, I work from the time my kids go to school to the time they get home. Yes, I will assign those things to certain days, but I will also, you know, have a lot more, this is a cleaning day, and I will knock those things out in one day, like on my Saturday. Okay. So, and as you guys know, after 7 years of writing about doing all this myself, I finally hired someone to come in and clean every other week. And that's the best thing I've ever done. But I know that's not the reality, and it wasn't my reality for the first 7 years of this deslobification process. So so the assigning a day is the thing that, you know, really worked well. So I hope that that is helpful. But don't forget, it's also, you know, I talk a lot more in a lot more detail about that in a specific podcast where I talk only about the mindset and the assigning different chores to different days. Okay, so before I move on to the next question, let me talk about our sponsor. Okay, so y'all, it is January of 2019. Oh my word. Anyway, back in 1999, 20 years ago, right now, I was planning my wedding. My mom bought a beautiful book to help me plan. Like, it had all the little, oh, you know, this pages and lists and all that. And I think I filled out about 3 pages before I put it down in some random place and couldn't find it the next time I needed it. Yeah, because hello, I'm me. Anyway, this week's sponsor is the wonderful modern alternative to my misplaceable tool from 1999. Zola, the wedding company that will do anything for love, is reinventing the wedding planning and registry experience. Zola's the easiest way to plan your wedding and register. And one reason for that is that you can conveniently manage everything online and in one place. That saves a lot of time and hassle. Start with a free wedding website. There are over 100 easy designs, and you can personalize them with photos and stories and even an FAQ question section, FAQ section, you know what I mean, to answer things like, are kids invited? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could even put your Zola registry on the site. The Zola registry is easy, does price matching, and includes brands from Cuisinart to Airbnb. You can even register for gift cards from Delta, Southwest, Home Depot, and more. To start your free wedding website and also get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to zola.com/clean. Again, to start your free wedding website and also get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to zola.com, zola.com/clean. Okay. So, the next question is, again, somebody who started out, and when I say somebody, I don't name names because, you know, there's still that, oh, wait, I didn't actually want somebody to talk about my slob thing on a podcast. Anyway, but I think the reason I'm answering these questions is they're very much the same questions we all have, right? Okay. So the email starts out with all the success. Like, I'm getting it. I'm finally making progress. I'm finally doing things. I'm finally really, really noticing a difference and feeling a difference in my home after years of being overwhelmed because she read my books or whatever. Anyway, so then it goes into this. This is the concern. And now is when I'm reading the question or the email. My slob vision prohibits me from seeing the strides because I'm stuck in the middle of the road limbo. It looks better to me and my husband. I ask him because I need the confirmation, but I feel like if people still came in, they would judge. Yes, my cushions are off the couch because they've been used in tent making, and my island is a mess because this AM has been sorting and putting clothes away day. And if they did come in, I would want to show them my floor in the master to prove I've been working all morning. Not that I would really do this, LOL, but you know. Anyways, I'm feeling like I do all this work and killing it, and yet I look around and I am feeling defeated. Still have to tackle other things, declutter toys, but I feel like I've been doing so good. Anyway, curious about your thoughts when you think I work so hard and have been so dedicated, it should look better. Thanks, Jenny. Oops, James. I just said the name. I'm so sorry. James. James is not the real name. This is so awkward. And I kind of wish I edited right now. But anyway, James, we're all going to say that was from James. Okay. All right. So, here's the thing. Don't forget the visibility rule. Okay. First of all, I want to say, I get what you're saying. Like, I totally get what you're saying. And I'm going to talk about several different things with that, but don't forget the visibility rule. Don't forget that when you get to working, you start at the front door where those guests would come in. Okay. Because what you're talking about is very normal. And sometimes it's going to happen anyway. Like, oh my word, my house is so much better than it used to be. And it just so happens that people show up when there's cushions all over the floor. Okay. All of that. Yes. But don't forget to focus first on the visible spaces. And there's a podcast on that as well. Where I think it's called visibility, meaning this is how it works. Like, how does it play out? We start in that space. We move from that space to the next space, having it decluttered, because once it's decluttered, then it can be straightened super easily. Does that make sense? So like, I used to think, well, straightening up my house is no easy task. Well, it wasn't, because I had a lot of stuff that didn't need to be there. And so straightening was like shoving in piles, and then it still didn't look good and all that. But decluttering, actually getting stuff out of the real house, actually getting actual stuff out of the actual house, means that when I straighten it, it takes me so much less time. And even when it is crazy and out of control, it's less, so much less stuff that it doesn't look anywhere near as bad as it used to. Does that make sense? Okay. So focusing on those visible spaces first, meaning that when you have a moment where you're going to work on the, I'm sorry, that's my take my dogs on a walk alarm. I'm trying these days. Anyway. Did you hear that? Or did you just think I'm crazy to say that? But anyway, there was an alarm that went off. So as I do that, you know, I focus my energy on that space first, on the decluttering of it, so that then the next time I have energy, I'm working on that space, and it only takes me, you know, 5 minutes to straighten up as opposed to the 2 hours that it took me to declutter it. Okay. And then I move on to the next visible space. So that is really key in all of this. But even without that, things to remember. Okay. The goal is to declutter to the point where, with a little warning, you can put everything back in its place. Okay? So it's getting stuff out of there, not just deciding where you're going to shove things, but getting stuff out so that you're living within the limits of your home, your container, okay? So that, yes, things are still going to get out of control, but there's a place to put things back, and there's room for those places so that when you put it back together, it's still back together. Does that make sense? And I think part of that was my accepting that I don't have the same brain as my friend whose house always looks perfectly put together and all that. Because she walks into a room and the first thing she notices is what's out of place. I don't do that. Okay. That's not my natural state. Unless I know there's a doorbell coming, I don't notice that, you know, little toy soldier thing is still in my, fireplace from Christmas. It somehow got missed being put away when the Christmas stuff got put away. You know, I mean, that kind of reality is, my brain is different than hers. So what do I have to do to make my home function better? Okay. And make it to where I can open the front door. Well, I have to declutter to the point where, when my house is picked up, everything has a place to go. I've decluttered down to my own clutter threshold, where I'm able to keep it under control a whole lot more easily and for longer periods of time. Okay. So realizing that, also realizing that your friend whose house is perfect all the time has pillows on the floor as well. Okay. It's just that she notices them and puts them right back. Okay. Where you might not notice them until the doorbell rings. Here's the other thing for me. I used to be like, well, there's pillows all over the floor, and that is because of, that's because, you know, my kids have been playing and I want my kids to play. But at the same time, before I had decluttered my living room, yes, there were pillows on the floor. And so that was the first thing. I was like, well, there's pillows on the floor because my kids have been playing. But there was also a whole bunch of junk everywhere else for me personally. Okay. There were piles of things on the fireplace. There, you know, the shelves were covered in extra stuff. There was this, that, and the other all randomly laying around. And so it was like, yes, I was focusing on these pillows and, you just came at the wrong time. But the reality was the whole room was cluttered for me. And so once I got the room decluttered, then it was like the pile of pillows on the floor was just a pile of pillows on the floor that was obviously because the kids were playing. And then it was like, okay, well, that's just pillows on the floor and I can just pick those up and put them up. Does that make sense? So I think focusing on that actual real decluttering of visible spaces first is what will help move you toward being able to handle that. But here's some other things too. Remember that what somebody else thinks of your house or what you're worried somebody else will think of your house is not what actually matters. I know it's hard to not care about that because I care about it too. Okay. We all do. But I constantly remind myself, don't worry about that. What I need to focus on is how is my home functioning? Is it easier to live in my house now than it used to be? Okay. So when you find yourself worrying about that, instead, have that little internal conversation about, are we able to find what we need to find when we need to find it? Am I able to walk across the living room without tripping? Am I able to get ready for a planned time for somebody to come into my house and not totally freak out the way that I used to? Okay. You know, that's my thing. I'm like, I would not want somebody to knock on my door right now. But if they said they needed to come over in 15 minutes, I could handle that. And if I was going to have an event or a party at my house, I'm not totally freaking out and setting aside 2 weeks on my calendar like I used to. I used to like be like, okay, well, I can let someone in my house. I just need 2 weeks to get ready. Now you could pretty much ask me for any time and I'd be like, yeah, I can do that. Just give me, you know, an hour to get my house clean before they come over. I mean, that's the thing, is use those as your measures as opposed to what would somebody think of me? Because what matters is your home and your family. And sometimes it helps me to go, I've known a lot of people whose homes were not fashionable and always put together, but I always felt extremely comfortable in their home. So that's the goal. Okay. You know, that's the goal. And if somebody is super judgy, maybe they're not the kind of friend you need to invite over. I'm sorry. I know that sounds terrible, but if you're the super judgy friend, then stop being that way. But I'm mostly talking about those of us, you know, I mean, so, and the thing I remember too, I know, and I realize now over these years of focusing on this so much through what I do for a living now, you know, is most people don't care. They're not judging you. They don't care. You know, I mean, and the more you get to know somebody, the more they're hopefully just going to be able to laugh it off, right? Okay, so focus on you, the improvement, how much easier it is to live in your home, and take pictures. Not pictures that you necessarily want to share with anybody, but, you know, take a picture that you can go back and go, wow, I really have made a difference. You know, I'm going to take a picture of this horrible space that I never want to remember. But when you can take a picture of it now and then a picture of it later when you're going, I don't know, am I really making progress? Take another picture and compare the two. And it will help you realize, oh, yeah, this is so much better than it used to be. Okay. And I know what you're saying. Believe me, I am the queen of, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't have time to clean, even though I've actually been cleaning. And that's a lie and that's terrible and I shouldn't do that. But that, you know, that was one of my go-to things of, oh, I didn't have time to clean my house. Meaning I didn't have the 2 weeks notice. Oh boy, did I ever clean for 5 hours before you got over here. But you know, I didn't have time to make my house perfect is what I was saying. Where once the clutter is gone, then I can actually make it pretty decent, you know, with short warning. Does that make sense? So getting that clutter out and focusing on that and realizing that, you know, the goal is not magazine ready. You know, if that's the goal you're working toward, great. But if you're truly one of my people, it's probably going to be a long ways before you can do that, because you're going to have to get those habits under control. You're going to have to get those daily tasks and the weekly tasks and all that kind of stuff that we've been talking about. You're going to have to do that. And that's going to be a long process before you're ready to really get it magazine ready. Okay. So we talk about real life here, not just, okay, solve this problem. All right, great. You guys are done. You know, I basically am rarely ever going to tell you that.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay. So, okay, here's something too. And I've talked about this before, but, I think I wrote a post called Always and Never. And I talked about basically how I thought my friend's house was always perfect. I thought it was always put together. Because every time I saw it, it was put together. Where my reality was, you know, my kids would do a craft project or a coloring project or something, and then it would be 5 days of total chaos from that. Where I know her kids were also doing coloring projects. But whenever I went to her house, it always looked great. So the thing I had to realize was that it was not necessary. It wasn't that her house was always perfect. It was because she was still doing stuff with her family and things. But her transition times from getting something out and putting it back were much shorter. You know, like it was her... It was just a natural, I'm not going to say automatic because it was work for her too, but putting things back and getting it back to kind of ground zero was a much shorter transition time for me, where we would color, have fun, and move on to the next thing and never think about putting things back to ground zero. Okay. Part of that was because part of that's just my own personality. And I do move on to the next thing and I don't think about getting things back to, you know, ground zero. I don't know. That's like this term I've decided I'm going to use all of a sudden, but I hope you know what I mean. But getting it back to everything put away, you know, it just does not occur to me. So what I have to do is 5-minute pickups, and that helps me get things back and put things back to where they're supposed to be. And it gives me that moment of focus. Do I wish I was the person who felt the need to put everything back before I moved on to the next thing? Yeah, I wish that. That's exactly what I want to do. Am I ever going to be that person? I don't know. I think I'm much better at being that person than I used to be, but it is not my natural thing, where it is other people's natural thing to put things back to make it neat before they move on to the next thing. Does that make sense? So what do I do instead? I do 5-minute pickups. And the more often I do a 5-minute pickup, the less the chaos is when I do one thing like an art project with my kids or having them pull all the pillows off the couch to make a fort. Okay. But the other thing that goes along with that is having decluttered down to the limits of my container so that it's easy to put things back. You know, if we were overflowing with art supplies and we got out 4 things for a project, made a mess with those things, then it was disheartening to think of putting those things back when there really wasn't room for those things in the place where I needed to put them back anyway. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? So it became that accepting that everybody has transition times. Everybody has transition times. It's just a matter of when I make those transitions, how quickly I make those, and finding ways for me to come up with, to make sure those transitions actually happen back to it being that way. Okay. So focus on visibility, declutter, 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 because that is generally the issue. You can get away with a whole lot as far as missing a daily task or missing whatever, if you don't have the clutter. Get away with a lot more when somebody comes in. Your house is, you know, they may think it looks neater, but it's really because there's just less stuff in it. Okay. And focus on your own family and how you're functioning as opposed to, how it looks necessarily. And, yeah, does that make sense? I hope it does. Okay. I hope that's been helpful. And I feel like there was something else I was going to tell you guys, but I don't know. Make sure that if you have gotten the 5-day clutter shakedown, that you go do the, within that is a link to the Facebook group for that. And when you do that for the Facebook group, make sure you answer the questions, because I'm not letting people in who don't answer the questions. Because the question is, do you agree to not do clutter shaming and all that stuff? And I'm like, if you don't go answer that question, then I'm not letting you in. Anyway, so make sure you actually answer the question, because I do pay attention to that. If you would like to be in our Facebook group that is ongoing and is also in the 5-day clutter shakedown, you respond to my questions. You know, it's a much more controlled thing. In Kindred Spirits, it is open and people are posting and, you know, sharing their progress. This is what I'm working on today. These are my pictures that I'm working. It's a lovely, super supportive group. Anyway, that one is for patrons of the show. If you want to learn more about being a patron at the $5 a month level so that you can have the perk of being invited to that group, just go to patreon.com/aslobcomesclean. That's patreon.com/aslobcomesclean. You can find out about that. Okay. I will talk to you guys later. I hope you are having a lovely start to 2019.